Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you as ever to Shane Beattie. It is Monday the 29th of July at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the ISME boss about new charges and costs for companies, and we'll be looking at what can be done to make companies list again on the Dublin stock market and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Donal McNamee in the Business Post reports that investment giants BlackRock and State Street have hit out at the Central Bank of Ireland over proposed new restrictions on the sector, warning against the imposition of discriminatory, ineffective and counterproductive regulations. The firms, which manage trillions of euros worth of assets, have strongly objected to regulatory interventions in the funds industry mooted by the central bank. In recent years, Ireland has grown into a global hub for international funds. The country holds the largest money market sector in Europe, with assets totaling 700 billion euro. In a discussion paper published last July, the central bank said that given the size of the non-bank financial intermediation or shadow banking sector, the regulatory framework needed to evolve to protect against systemic risks to the financial system. It has outlined a series of macroprudential rules for the sector, including liquidity management measures and limits on the amount of leverage that funds can use to improve resilience in the multi-trillion euro sector and stop funds from amplifying financial shocks. AIB and Bank of Ireland are set to return more than 3 billion euros to shareholders in the next year, according to the Business Post, with expectations growing that the banks will pay out an interim dividend worth hundreds of millions of euro in the coming months. The lenders are forecast to report operating profits of 1.2 and 1.1 billion euros, respectively, when they announce half-yearly earnings this week, with analysts predicting stronger than anticipated results. And we'll have the bosses of both Bank of Ireland and AIB live on the show on Wednesday and Friday, respectively. Linda Daly in the Sunday Times reports that Cairn Homes, a listed builder, has agreed an off-market deal with the Cosgrave family for a large land bank in Bray. The paper understands that the company has paid up to 80 million euro for the 113-hectare site between Fassaroe and Monastery, south of the Dublin border. It brings to 150 million euro the amount that the publicly listed developer has spent on land deals over the past 6 months. Cosgrave Property Group has owned the Fassaroe lands for several years. The entire site has capacity for 2,500 homes. An application for 650 apartments and houses and a creche is due for determination soon.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.